going on, everybody? So I never really took the chance to thank a lot of my listeners, or any of my listeners for that matter, for, you know, taking the time to actually listen to my annoying ass stories. So first, I'm going to start off and say thank you to everyone who listens to my life and the big joke that it is. And I appreciate you. Now, to get into today's issue / situation, one of the reasons I haven't posted in a while, besides my last post, which actually I kind of made a while ago and just kind of uploaded it because I didn't know what else to talk about, is that it's because I haven't really had much to talk about recently. But something I guess I should talk about, or could talk about, is something I've learned to grasp over the past month, actually, is just acceptance. Acceptance of situations, of your life, of things that you can't control. You know, I'm in a position right now where I'm just kind of like, just nothing I can do to change certain situations that are going on right now in my life. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there right now, and I hope some of you will listen to this and hear it, that are going to be able to relate to me in the same situation. And I just want you to understand that I'm sure people have told you this 1,000 times and you've read about it, but it is the truth. There's just certain times where you just have to kind of let go and just let whatever's going on happen, because if you try to fight it and you try to control it, it just makes you feel horrible and worse, because one, you're realizing that you can't change the situation, which is really hard to comprehend sometimes and understand. And two, you just feel, I don't want to say worthless, but, you know, hopeless, because the situation isn't changing. But sometimes the situation isn't supposed to change. You are supposed to change. You can't control the situation, but you can control you. It's one thing I've kind of stuck with recently, and actually I've stuck with it for a few years now, but more so recently I've kind of put it into play, where I can't control all of my situations. I definitely can't control past mistakes or past situations, but I can control my future and my actions, and that's it. I can control what I do from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep. You can't control other people. You can't stop life from happening. If it starts raining outside, you can't change that. Somebody doesn't like you, you can't change it. And even if you could convince somebody that doesn't like you to like you, you shouldn't. Because if somebody doesn't like you, then the only way you're going to convince them otherwise is by changing who you are or changing your persona so that they do. And then you're just not being yourself, which just makes things even worse. Which is another thing I want to get into real quick, is that it's important to be yourself. I've been going through a lot of depression and anxiety and really annoying issues that I can't do anything about. The one thing I've always noticed and learned that helps me is being myself, sticking to my roots, and just doing what makes me happy. And for me, that's just being a complete, just like ding dong, asshole, whatever, and just doing whatever I want. You know, just being a child. Okay, I'm 27 years old, but sometimes I like to act like a 10-year-old. And that might sound immature, but it makes me happy. So fuck it, whatever, you know. And that's like the most important thing, is just be yourself, whatever that is. The right people will like you, and the ones that don't, eh, fuck them, who cares, right? And for any of you out there who are going through depression, you're going through anxiety, you're having a bad week, a bad year, a bad month, I'm with you. Just understand that there's people out there who are with you, and they may not speak up, but they're with you. So get through it, stay positive, and just, no matter how bad your situation is, just do whatever it is you want that's going to make you happy. Even if it's just like running around naked in the street screaming like you're on drugs. Yes, I've done that. So, sober. No, I was not on drugs. But do it. I'm serious. Just do whatever the hell it is that's going to brighten up your day, man, woman. Whoever you are, just do whatever you got to do to brighten up your day. Seriously, guys. And thank you again for tuning in to me when you guys do. I appreciate it a lot. Have a good week.